Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson, and this time around on the program, I'll be featuring the 1940s recordings of singer Al Hibbler, who came to fame with the Duke Ellington Orchestra in those years, and who also made a number of excellent small group recordings under his own name. It's Just a Lucky So-and-So, Al Hibbler with Duke Ellington and the Ellingtonians, coming up next on Afterglow.
Now, friends, here is Albert Hibbler, well known with the Ellington Orchestra. He's going to sing I've Got It Bad and That Ain't Good.
Never treats me sweet and gentle the way she should. I've got it bad, and that ain't good. My poor heart is sentimental. Not very good. I've got it bad, and that ain't good. And when the weekend's over and Monday rolls around, I end up like I start out just crying my heart out. Lord above me, make her love me.
That is good.
Supposing I should fall in love with you. Supposing you should say you love me too. I should take you and caress you. Would it impress you or distress you? Supposing I should say for you I yearn. Would you think I'm speaking out of turn? Well, supposing I declare it, would you take my love and share it? I'm not supposing I'm in love with you. Say for you I yearn. Would you think that I'm speaking out of turn? Well, supposing I declare it, would you take my love and share it? Not supposing I'm in love with you, dear. I'm not supposing I'm in love with you.
Al Hibbler singing Sposen with Harry Carney, and before that, I Got It Bad, That Ain't Good with Duke Ellington. Singer Al Hibbler was born in Mississippi in 1920. He was blind at birth, and he grew up in Little Rock, Arkansas, where he studied voice at the Conservatory for the Blind. He began to work with local bands as a teenager, singing the blues at juke joints and bars around Texas and Arkansas, and touring with territory bands, and he eventually got an audition with Duke Ellington. But as Hibbler later told the story, he turned up drunk and Ellington passed on hiring him, saying, "I can handle a blind man, but not a blind drunk." Still, Hibbler kept at it and got his break in the early 1940s with Jay McShann's band, then began to set in with Duke Ellington's orchestra in 1943 during the band's long stay at New York City's Hurricane Nightclub. The audiences responded well to Hibbler, and eventually he told Ellington he couldn't keep sitting in for free, to which Ellington replied, "Go get your money. You've been in the band for 2 weeks." Here's Al Hibbler during that 1943 stand at the Hurricane. Obviously, still not known well to the MC, who botches his name. He's singing a song that would become one of his staples with the Ellington Orchestra on Afterglow.
"Oh, brother, that was really beautiful. And it was really a jump, wasn't it? Yes, sir, Duke Ellington and the orchestra. And now Al Hibbler comes back with directions in no uncertain terms. He sings, 'Do nothing till you hear from me.'
And you never will.
Goodbye now.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Your dad is rich, and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings, gonna rise up singing, and you spread your wings, then you take to the sky. But till that morning, there's nothing can harm you. With mommy and daddy standing by. One of these mornings you're gonna rise up singing, and you'll spread your wings. Then you take to the sky. But till that morning, there's nothing can harm you. With mommy and daddy standing. Mommy and Daddy standing by.
Got the change of a nickel. Ain't got no bounce in my shoe. Ain't got no fancy to tickle. I ain't got nothing but the blues. Ain't got no coffee that's perfect. Ain't got no winnings to lose. Ain't got a dream that is working. I ain't got nothing but the blues. When trumpets flare up, I keep my hair up. I just can't make it come down. Believe me, Pappy, I can't get happy since my ever-loving baby left town. Ain't got no rest in my slumber. Ain't got no feelings to brew. Ain't got no telephone number. I got nothing but the blues. Nothing but the blues.
Al Hibbler singing I Ain't Got Nothing But the Blues in 1944 at the Duke Ellington Orchestra, with Kay Davis providing the wordless vocal backing and Al Sears heard on tenor sax. Hibbler before that singing Summertime with Ellington in 1943 from the World Transcriptions Volume 1. And a broadcast of Hibbler with Ellington at the Hurricane Nightclub in New York City in 1943, doing Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me, starting us off. Hibbler became a valuable fixture in the 1940s Ellington band. He was often spotlighted on blues and ballads, and while critics would generally have a lifelong ambivalence about his emphatic and weighty manner of singing, as one musician said, you could drive a truck through that vibrato, he did well in the jazz press polls of the time. Decades later, Ellington would praise Hibbler in his memoir, Music Is My Mistress, writing that Hibb's great dramatic devices and the variety of his tonal changes give him almost unlimited range. He can produce a whispering, confidential sound or an outburst that borders on panic. He will adopt a nasal tone at just the right word and note or affect a sudden drop to what sounds like the below-compass bass. Cries, laughs, and highly animated calls. He uses them all to make the listener see it as he sees it. Ellington called Hibbler's style tonal pantomime, and it served the singer well on numbers both haunting and earthy. Here's Al Hibbler singing Strange Feeling on Afterglow.
This strange feeling is seeping through my blood. This strange feeling is sleeping somewhere cuddled up inside me. I know it will guide me to I don't know where. This strange feeling is dashing through my head. This strange feeling is crashing like the red, red wrath of thunder. It leaves me to wonder where I am. I walk, I try to do so without reason. I talk, and someone answers from the ceiling. This strange feeling is roughing like a knife. This strange feeling is snuffing out my life, but I can't stop this savage ravaging all this strange feeling. Thank you. As I walk down the street, seems everyone I meet gives me a friendly hello. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. The birds in every tree, all so neighborly, they sing wherever I go. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. If you should ask me the amount in my bank account, I'd have to confess that I'm slipping. But that don't worry me. Confidentially, I've got a dream that's a pippin. And when the day is through, each night I'll hurry to a home where love waits, I know. I guess I'm just the lucky so-and-so.
Hibbler with Duke Ellington's big band in 1944 singing I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So and Strange Feeling, both from the anthology The Complete RCA Victor Mid-40s Recordings. Duke Ellington was protective of his blind singer, and the two formed a special working relationship. He'd guide me out to the mic from the wings by talking, Hibbler said. I'd walk straight to his voice. I'm the straightest walker you'd ever see, and I never used a cane. When it was time for me to come off, Duke would talk from the wings, and I'd follow his voice again. When we walked in the street, he'd put his shoulder to mine every so often, and I'd follow again. That way, a lot of people never knew that I was blind. Ellington benefited from their special relationship in his own way, later commenting that, I learned a lot from Hibbler. I learned about senses neither he nor I ever thought we had. Still, Hibbler occasionally ran into problems. There are lots of legendary stories about fights breaking out at big band shows in the 1930s and 40s, and Duke Ellington told one of the Jazz Press in 1947 about a recent concert he'd played in Florida. Supposedly the band was playing and Hibbler was singing Don't Take Your Love From Me when they heard what sounded like a couple of gunshots. The band kept playing and Hibbler kept singing until they heard more gunshots, at which point the musicians abandoned the stage. In the safety of the dressing room, above the noise of the chaos on the dance floor, they heard Hibbler still singing. Nobody had remembered to guide him off stage. The press report concluded, one dancer was killed, another paralyzed for life, all over a woman, and to the strains of Don't Take Your Love From Me. We'll hear Hibbler singing the song in 1946 with a group led by fellow Ellingtonian Harry Carney, followed by Hibbler's rendition of an Ellington hit of the era, first Don't Take Your Love From Me on Afterglow.
Tear a star from out the sky, and the star is blue. Tear a a pebble from a rose, and a rose weeps too. Take your heart away from mine, and mine will surely break. It's yours for just the take. So don't keep the spark away. Would you take the wings from birds so that they can't fly? Would you take the ocean rose and leave just a sigh? What I beg of you, don't take your love away. Oh, this my heart won't let you. What I beg of you, don't take your love from me, don't take it away, don't take your love from me.
Saturday dance, and they crowded the floor. It's awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club, got as far as the door. I couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Darling, I guess my mind's more at ease, but nevertheless, why stir up memories, been invited on dates. Might have gone, but what for? I couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thank you. much anymore.
Al Hibbler with Duke Ellington's Orchestra in 1947 doing Don't Get Around Much Anymore from Duke Ellington, the Essential Collection. Hibbler before that with a group led by fellow Ellingtonian Harry Carney in 1946 doing Don't Take Your Love From Me from Al Hibbler 1946 through 49. I'll have more of the 1940s music of Al Hibbler in just a few moments. You can listen to many previous Afterglow programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, offering complete bicycle repair and sales as well as custom fitting services. Located at 507 East Kirkwood next to the IU campus and online at bikegarage.com. Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow.
The night is cold, the moon was new, and so was love. This eager heart of mine is saying, lover, come back to me. You came at last, love had its day. That day has passed, you've gone away. This aching heart of mine is saying,
I'm featuring the 1940s recordings of singer Al Hibbler on this edition of Afterglow. And in addition to his studio sides with Duke Ellington's Orchestra, Hibbler made several dates under his own name in these years with fellow members of the Ellington Band. Hibbler had a great deal of respect for them. Years later, possibly referring to either Ben Webster or Al Sears, he said, Duke's tenor player taught me a lot about singing. I would sit beside him and he'd take that horn and blow low notes right in my ear. Get down there, way down, he'd say. Quincy Jones, a young big band fan in these years, noted the affinity between Hibbler and another Ellingtonian, baritone saxophonist Harry Carney. I liked Hibbler with Duke, Jones said. He had the same sound as Harry Carney's baritone sax in the band, that coarseness, that deep-rooted earthiness and warmth. Here's Al Hibbler with a group led by Harry Carney in 1946, singing How Long on Afterglow.
How long, baby, how long has that evening train gone? How long, how long, baby, how long? How long, babe, how long? Think I'm gonna let you do me wrong? How long, how long, baby, how woman who lives upon the hill. If she don't want me, I know who will. How long, how long, baby, how long? If
If I could holler like a mountain jack, I'd go up on the mountain and call my baby back. How long, how long, baby, how long? Stars above in my little book. I inscribed your heart bars, but since we're apart now, this and that last a sweet kiss is all that's left of you. Is all that's left of you.
Singing Billy Strayhorn's My Little Brown Book with a group of Ellington sidemen, including Ray Nance on trumpet, Harry Carney on baritone sax, Al Sears on tenor sax, and Strayhorn himself on piano. And Hibbler doing bluesman Leroy Carr's How Long Before That with Harry Carney's All-Stars in 1946. Both of those from the CD Al Hibbler, 1946 through 49. Hibbler did another recording date around this time with a group of Ellington sidemen, this one featuring tenor saxophonist Ben Webster, as well as Nance and Strayhorn again. Like many Ellingtonian small group dates, this one featured a couple of numbers from the Ellington band book, Hey Baby, which had featured Ray Nance singing on the original recording, and a spirited rendition of It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. It also included this haunting ballad, a genre nearly always a ready-made fit for Al Hibbler, Ghost of Love on Afterglow.
Solitude brings a reminisce of moods. Still the ghost of love is haunting me. with memories of you. In my heart, there's a room that's set apart. Still the ghost of love is haunting me and making me so blue. Yes, I confess I should forget you, but that's one thing I can never do. For how can I forget you when on every lip I kiss there is the ghost of you? I want you. Not a nightly rendezvous. Still the ghost of love is haunting me and making me so blue.
Look what you've got
for me, pretty baby. I've got some talk for you.
Hey, baby.
That swing. It don't mean a thing. All you gotta do is swing. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. I give that rhythm every little thing you've got. If it ain't got that swing. Oh, leave me bum, leave it, bum, 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 bum.
Al Hibbler with a group of fellow Ellingtonians, including tenor saxophonist Ben Webster, trumpeter Ray Nance, and pianist Billy Strayhorn, doing It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing, Hey Baby, and Ghost of Love, from Al Hibbler, 1946 through 49. Al Hibbler would continue off and on with the Ellington Orchestra until 1951, and he'd go on to establish a successful solo career recording for Decca in the mid to late 1950s. That later period of Al Hibbler will be featured on a future Afterglow. Right now, I'll close with Hibbler performing a moving epic song from Duke Ellington's 1947 Liberian Suite, and this song, which Duke Ellington supposedly wanted Hibbler to record after a woman Hibbler had been romantically involved with left him, Al Hibbler singing It's Monday Every Day on Afterglow.
It's Monday every day since you've gone. It's blue time all the time from now on. So what if Sunday,
The sun keeps saying howdy. It won't change my mood. I just sit and brood. As far as I'm concerned, it's Monday and it's cloudy. It's winter through the year. Since you went, they tell me spring was here, but what has it meant? My life is simply nothing. It's as bare as a dying tree. 'Cause it's Monday every day. Baby, tell you, come back to me. Tell you, come back to me.
Like the sunrise, 'cause it brings a new day. I like the sunrise, it brings new hope, they say. I like the sunrise, blazing in the new sky. Nighttime is weary, oh, and so am I. Every evening I wish upon a star that my brand new bright tomorrow isn't very far. When that heavy blue curtain of night is raised up high, way out of sight, I like the sun. So heavenly to see, I like the sunrise, I hope it lights for me.
wish upon a star that my brand new bright tomorrow isn't very far.
When that heavy blue curtain of night is raised up high, way out of sight, so heavenly to see, I like the sunrise. I hope it likes for me.
I close with Al Hibbler singing I Like the Sunrise, and it's Monday Every Day before that with Duke Ellington's Orchestra in 1947. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Afterglow. Special thanks to the Yahoo Songbirds listserv, Guy Kopalovich, Florine Gassara, and Michael McGurr. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, offering complete bicycle repair and sales, as well as custom fitting services, located at 507 East Kirkwood next to the IU campus, and online at bikegarage.com. Bicycle Garage, where bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. You can listen to many more Afterglow programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. And you can find us now on Facebook as well. Our engineer is Michael Pascash, and I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join me again for more jazz, ballads, and American popular songs on Afterglow.